about the Wumangangan working. We're discussing, obviously, in the context of making ishtadlus. What does ishtadlus of a Baal B'tochen look like? Somebody knows that everything comes from Hashem, and there's nothing you can do to change anything, and there's nothing you can do because everything comes from Hashem, and everything that comes is good. Panasa, no panasa, whatever's happening, we set up to now, the last few months, we've been learning that everything that comes from Hashem comes is for the good. So then, what's this panasa? So in the context of that, we're discussing what's called kosher panasa. And in the context of what's called kosher panasa, we're talking about the matzah in the world today. We see that the women go out and work, not the men. And as we've mentioned many, many times, that's an upside down situation. Because it's called Kodamas Menach B'Pnima, the woman stays at home and builds the home. And it's the husband that goes out there and deals. Today we see, we're going to discuss now, but we see that that's the situation today. That's the Horash Shah. That's what we do today with our skoma of every God will be Israel. And therefore, you have to be very careful to make sure that the places where the woman work is what's called kosher ishtadlus. The same way as if a man's out there working, doing dodgy deals, is not called valid ishtadlus, because the whole pshat, this is the real important akuda, is what is ishtadlus? It's a hechatimtzav of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. How do you Mekadosh Shem Shemayim? By doing a virus in order to make panasa, which you don't have anything to do with anyway, because you just have to do ishtadlus, not make panasa. So it's all very logical that doing dodgy deals to make panasa is it doesn't even start, because you don't have to make panasa, you have to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And every Aveira, in every grey area is a Chilul Hashem. So how are you being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim by doing a Aveira? That's kind of like a bit of the problem, yeah? Fine, so we're on that Reish. B'nais Yisrael, Shethmanosis is Baalehem Hoi Rasha. We have to know that this... and we ended off with Rav Shimon Schwab, that's all, saying that he didn't know and he was too scared to paskin for this Bas Yisrael, who wasn't sure whether to get a visit to make a panos or not, or she should marry Balabos. He wasn't sure what to paskin for. So B'nai Yisrael, Shimon Fanesis is Balaim Hosha. We have to know that this situation that we're living in, that we think is ideal and wonderful, and the Chatchila of women to bring the husband is a Horasha. I mean, it's a temporary heter, it's a temporary psak that the Bnei Yisrael gave for this emergency situation. It's a state of emergency, it's not a normal situation. This situation that we have, that the Bnei Yisrael, the Beis Yankiv, goes out and supports the Bnei Yisrael, is a psak that came across the Gedolei Ador's table and was paskened like that after the Holocaust. When the Gedolei Yisrael, after the Holocaust, when everything was nearly wiped out, and they wanted to restore the crown Lahakim yeshivas v'dorsha tamenei chomim ha'yeshim v'ayuvah shel Torah gam l'achim Yisrael. They wanted a situation where people would be able to sit and learn and continue to study and come tamenei chomim g'dayli Yisrael after they get married, which is not normally the case. Hem achlitim v'pol b'mesiris nefesh v'lishloch es b'nei Yisrael d'tavkim choshuv v'seis b'oil panos. Klal Yisrael allocated to the woman, and the woman accepted it, that they would take over the oil panos. The schus kviyazu boch Hashem tamach darein, and the schus of those women, we have a whole generation that sprouted. Dor shukulin, dor hakoilin vayishivos. This is the generation of koilim and yeshivas, which wouldn't have existed today without this. There was no way after the Holocaust that had the Gedolei Yisrael not made this for Rosho. The neichach gidul oila mayishivos, ein zu kiyom mesirus or hakoya, or hakiva neinoth of the Torah. As a result of the great sprouting of the yeshiva world, today it's not such big mesiras nefesh or hakrova or sacrificing oneself to marry a ben Torah. Today every Beis Yaakov girl, do you want to marry a ben Torah? You're going to sit and learn or whatever. They'll say, yeah, they want to marry a ben Torah, right? Until 6 months after the wedding. Hayeim ha'inyan boru muvan lekol bas Beis Yaakov shinises rak le ben Torah. Every Beit Yaakov will know that she wants to marry Ben Taylor. Oysen Noshim Shiyotzu Lefarnes Es Baaleim Yotzu Avoides Hakreivis Lolomeinu Hachol Bahaya וקלה בטיפול בילדים או מכירו בחניות חרדיות. Those women that went out to support their husbands, Yotsu Lavoidus Hakravus Lomani, they went out into a world that was very close to our world, right? They didn't go that far from the ghetto. They became teachers, or they got jobs looking after children, running gunning in their homes, or working in the Ma'an, or they worked in the Makolet, you know, the little, you know, the Shtibul Makolet. They were working places, it didn't change the essence of being a tznur bat Yisrael. Their reasons were kodesh, and they were tall, they're being moist nefesh, lamana teile. The Torah guarded them. Why? Because they were doing what they were supposed to be doing. And the Torah didn't machayev them. If you're doing something lamana Torah, but you're not doing the right thing, the Torah machayevs you. Yeah, the Torah helped them. It guarded them. Vayitzelem siyata dishmayim yuchedes lishan nemonis ledas moish ledas yehudis. And they continued to be nemonim das moish and das yehudis. Ulaham shich yehiz b'nais Yisrael kashas v'tznuas. And they continued to be part of v'tznuas b'nais Yisrael. They stepped out of the home into the neighborhood, but they never left the neighborhood. Makom avodah she'eino atzaras hakodesh einu kli lebrichas Hashem. Lo ken hayom. Kayom bas beis yain kevnisas Talmud Chacham. Today bas yain will get married to Talmud Chacham or a future Talmud Chacham. Ki kach kula loses, because that's what everybody does. Not because she has any desire to be the most nefesh for Torah. That's just because that's what you do. Lefamim af lo nitneres harocha nechayne b'sechecha mishpocha lebal anen negia kapa v'chay v'itim l'Torah. Ki ein zeh makubu kiyom. The concept of a man in the family, they might not get the right perspective of our choshev. It is somebody who's nene megia kapov and is kovayit in b'tayla. Somebody who works 4 hours a day or 5 hours a day and he sits and learns 18 hours a day. That's not exactly we don't look upon that with such kovah today, right? If you're not learning full time, you're a garnish. Ma hashem akubu mod husha noshim tetzene lavoyt. What's become a kubu today is that women go to work. B'kol makom u'b'kol mechir, any place and at any price. Because what's changed, I think what he's saying, and this is my own interpretation, what he's saying is like this. There used to be a time where we wanted the guys to be learning. So one of them, in order for him to learn, I'm going to have to be most nefesh and I'm going to have to makabel the panasa. Today that's not why I'm more going out to work. I'm not going out to work because I'm supporting my husband in learning. Today I'm going out to work because that's what women do, they go out to work. It's not been done with material nefesh. It's been done with, hey, that's what women do. And therefore you can work anywhere and at any cost. Yaitim lavoid gam im akoymas avoid ainu kreivim lechama ma'acharedis. They go to work even if these places are not exactly warmed with the warmth of a from environment. But noisim v'kach mitzuyim akoymas yesh be'em midnoid avera. There's plenty places where they're working which could be dealing with midnoid avera. No? You go to the bank here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Yeah? Those women working there could be involved in midnight avodas from 9 to 1. No? Those women. Midnight avodas? Sparks. Not an avoda mamash, but. Touching on an avera. You go to the bank. So there's a woman sitting there. She's the bank clerk, right? She's the accountant. So now you got to sit and you got to talk to the woman for 45 minutes, going, passing back, discussing, talking, whatever. I don't understand. You ever hinted to do that? First of all, what's your hinted? What's your hetter? Because Hashem Panos, I have a hetter. Yeah? And she's not somehow Michshol, somebody in the bay, I understand. That's your daughter sitting there besides the fact that the guy sitting next to him in the cubicle is a man. You know, it's a chanah to talk to Yoni the whole day. And he brings her a cup of tea, and because she's got to be a man, she got to get a cup of tea, so he brings her a cup of tea. There's a married woman and another man. There's one very cautious South African Rob once said to me, what do you have to talk to someone else's wife for? What do you have to talk to someone else's wife for? You have shaykh to someone else's wife. I remember when Davidson once gave a shia, I was in Telstan for Shabbos, he gave a shia. Why do you call your best friend's wife Rivka? She's Mrs. Goldstein. What are you calling her Rivka for? So one guy in the shia said, we happen to be very close to whatever he said, even more reason to call her Mrs. Goldstein and not Rivka. If this is a woman you only see once in 23 years, so calling her Rivka is not going to do anything. But what are you calling someone else's wife by her first name for? Pakeshan. As well as no sheikh is to you, I don't care if you knew her. Once again, you have to be careful. There's some societies, if you don't say hello to your next door neighbor, she gets very offended. The other societies, when you do say hello to your neighbor, she gets very offended. No, in Rome, you got the Romans. I guess in Johannesburg, you know, if you don't say hello to your next door neighbor, she could terribly offend her. But what are you calling Shoshana for? This is Mrs. Shlominski. Her famous mama, he was raging about this. Especially in Israel, where the minhag is not to greet other people's wives in the street. Tell you Gemara. It's not that serious, it's just divorce, it's a chazal. No, once again, use your dust. Ask on Adam God on Ma'od after a kiddush, a person had a kiddush in the house. So the man went in one room and the woman in the other room. As he walked out, he went into the woman's room and he bent over to the wife and said, Mazel Tov, and he walked out. It was on the man's. So you have to know. After a birthday, my rabbi boy is going up to the wife of the thing or whatever and going wishing the mazel tov, giving her a broch and walking out. They didn't hang around and smooch to her. But he would go to the wife and say, mazel tov. In many of the communities in Chutzlaritz or whatever, you'll see the rov after shul on Friday or whatever, you'll wish the woman good Shabbos, whatever.
No, because that,
you know, very different. You haven't noticed. You have to be careful. You have to use your daf. You have to be careful. To shikala daf. Like I said, sometimes you'll offend somebody by doing exactly the same thing that if you wouldn't do, you would offend somebody. I don't know. You have to know. And then I'm being in Israel. What happens when you live in mixed communities, where one next door neighbor would be horrified if you would even think about saying good morning to him, the other one is mamish, you know, devastated because you did it, and that's in the same building. Okay, so you have to use your... You go back to the rule that says be normal. And since we don't know what that means, then you can't use the rule. No, you have to be normal. You have to be very careful. You're dealing with comedy katarasis here. You're playing with, minhagim here. Offending another person?
Either way.
That's sinas chinam. Not saying hello to somebody who was expecting a hello from you and they were quite feeling a little bit. That is the definition of sinas chinam. That destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And yet, greeting somebody, on the other hand, who understands that that's not the thing to be done. Is also a very chomedic insult to that person.
I've said hello, I want to say thank you, and it's been a wrong call.
I don't know. You mean you have a casual wrong call?
I can tell by the
reaction was the wrong call.
Okay,
so you know. So good for that person again. You're going to make mistakes in this business, right? If you don't want to make mistakes, stop now. The only people that don't make mistakes are the guys at Haram Aluch. As long as you're not on Haram Anochas, you make the mistakes. Once again, you have to understand, I can't imagine an area where the gap between the secular world and the frum world, or not the frum world, but the Torah's Hashkafa, is more different than in this area. I mean, on the one hand, you have Hollywood, and on the other hand, you have Kokoyrabat Melech Betnima. If you can show me something further apart than those two poles anywhere else, I mean, it's just... No? With the broken heart, we see, I see not one family and not two that have been damaged and blemished and destroyed as a result of the wrong choices when it came to finding a job. Taste today his almost mikach shemokim ve'olul lizgor b'kfeido b'atilusu shabbat Yisrael. As a result of not paying attention and not recognizing the fact that the place where you work can create a terrible zilzul in the cover of what a bat melech is or what a bat Yisrael is. Baal nishtach she'askonaseinu b'panos he'ishtadlus b'yovad u'mararos he'achonas keinu b'kabarit b'yot l'shamayim. We've forgotten kimat that the whole reason why we make ishtadlus for panos is not to get panos, it's to prepare a clue for Birkus Hashem. Lumazay Safari Bamakam Shayesh for Nibu Daveira ain't Babrocha. How do you get a brocha in a kli that is an Aveira? Or a Nibnu Daveira? Avak Aveira. Tell me a little Aveira, yeah? What does the one guy say? Oh, it was just a little lie. What's a little lie? Sheker, sheker. No, a little lie, big lie. It was only 90% not true. 90%, it was only 10% not true. That's good, you got 90% true. That's called Sheker Gomel, yeah? Hakli Sajuk, the bucket's got a hole in it. V'lo yitzlach v'achil yas ha-shefa, and it's a mimreinim, and if it can't hold the water. The panos ha-kuzul ha-teichel yishreiz brocha. It's not gonna sprout brocha from this tishtad. The baish ha-panos ha-boyim mimokim sheyesh bo nidu revere li-yech li-tzmoich tamit chochem. The tamit chochem cannot grow in that world. Despite what your eyes might tell you. You might bring me plenty examples, but look at him, look where she's working, and look what a big Talmud Chochem he is. You don't know the boy. First of all, he could be working for the Satan. You have to maintain Bechir in the world. Hashem sometimes looks for people that get appointed with a very prestigious position of being the representative of the Satan in the world. Yeah? He's there to maintain Bechir in the world. If everybody that worked in a kosher place had nice panos and everybody started it beautifully, and everybody that worked in not such nice places, you know, we saw the results, it would be now bechira. So some people in the world maintain bechira. Don't be so sure when you look at other people and how well they're doing despite the fact that, you know, therefore, he works for him, you know, well, everyone. I mean, he's doing it, look how kosher, you don't know. Very often it's the poshut by the boss who does what he's supposed to do, whatever, where you see the children come out, and the bed, who you thought was the bed, you see a bit later what came out. Not that that's a raya either, by the way. Yeah? Yishmael came from Avram. Asaph came from Yitzchak. We don't know. You can't judge another person by his offspring either. But be that as it may, this is the chat. Lefamim. לפעמים אנו טועים ושואלים על עצמנו אם לא נשלח את בנסינו לעבוד מחוץ למסגרת החרדי שהרי אין או אין את תומס הנצליח ואין יכול לספק עבוד המחירס ובאלה אם כן איך נוכל להשיא את מסב לבני תוירה. We say to ourselves, if I send my daughter out to go work in a place that's not exactly 100%, but there's no other jobs or whatever, and if she's not going to go work in those places, so how will I find a son-in-law as a Ben Taylor? Eichain to chule lefanet is Beis Shal Taylor. How's she going to lefanet to buy a house of Taylor? Well, I'm an enemy's course. The Chos Boch of Tiach Shalom Tishkach Taylor is in Taylor. We have to know the Chos Boch would promise that Taylor is not going to be forgotten from our children. The Pasuk in Dvarim. Chumash. You don't believe Chazal? Okay, but... חומש, אז חומש! מעלך מובן שאם אנחנו נדבק בדרך היהודית המקורית כצויני של השם יסברך, from that it's understood that if we cleave to the authentic Jewish דרך, the way Hashem wants, ונשמע ליקר והקודש לנו, and we protect that which is valuable and holy to us, על פנייסם של בני ישראל ואיכס מקיימם, we guard the modesty of the daughters and the places, the quality of the places where they go. Okay. Alatzada Tom Beyosa. Then I'll put it back and we'll take care of everything else that needs to be taken care of. We share Shchinos and the Kolmaisi Adainu. He will pour down the Shchin on all our work and what we do. Venera the Saturday Shmaya, Brocha of Amaleinu. And we will see from our toil enormous Brocha. Amen. Can hear it. Mr. Hashem will start on Sunday. Gedol Yisrael, Lord Samchu Miketet. You don't grow Gedol Yisrael for money. Thanks, last person.